Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the Leadership Shot Podcast. I'm James, your guide and the keeper of leadership tidbits selected just for you. Give this one a try. Now, immediately, without further delay. This is the moment of truth, the instant when I either do it or give up all pretension. There you have it in 25 words or less. Too less, but who's counting? I'm sending a thumbs up to Eva Young, who said, "To think too long about doing a thing often becomes its undoing." I know I'm probably being redundant, but I've got to add that Olin Miller makes the same point. If you want to make an easy job seem mighty hard, just keep putting off doing it. Putting off an easy thing makes it hard. Putting off a hard thing makes it impossible. This follow-up from George Claude Lorimer was just too right to resist. As you likely guessed, I've been hanging out at QuoteGarden.com again. The famous anonymous saw through it, though. The road to success is dotted with many tempting parking places, and the Quote Garden always tempts me. My poking around may not have pushed me back to my microphone and the next episode for Leadership Shot Podcast, but there was definitely a plethora of very clever tidbits for intellectual munching. For instance, consider this. Only Robinson Crusoe had everything done by Friday. The author is unknown, and that is just as well, since it means absolutely nothing. Even so, it is clever enough. I wish I had said it first. And then there are those examples of silliness from people who for sure should have known better. It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. Not so smart? Get serious, Professor Einstein. At least you are not hanging out there by yourself in silliness land. Try this from Thomas Foxwell Buxton. With ordinary talent and extraordinary perseverance, all things are attainable. Does LeBron James, for example, cause you any second thoughts about sticking to your assertion? At least William Feather was somewhat more equivocal when making pretty much the same point. Success seems to be largely a matter of hanging on after others have let go. Of course, Perseus put it most succinctly, "He conquers who endures." Can I have one more from the clever category, pretty please? Big shots are only little shots who keep shooting. I promise to take Christopher Morley's clever words to heart and keep shooting. I know I haven't yet gotten around to any serious podcasting and am probably shortchanging you with this episode. Next time I am definitely shooting for a real episode, something more substantial than merely springboarding off the clever work of others. I procrastinate, knowing it is hard to start. I procrastinate, contemplating what wisdom to impart. I procrastinate, hoping to create great art. I procrastinate, unaware as you silently depart.